being a baby, man. Yeah. You know, did you have a problem eating out? Where y'all go? You know you got a baked potato place over by your crib?
I didn't.
Man.
Actually.
You know I like baked potatoes.
I do know you.
A lot.
I don't know why.
I don't either. Ask your stomach.
Stomach.
Hey. Ask your taste buds.
Let me ask you a question, Gordon.
We had some stuff we were going to chat about.
Fakeness.
Mm-hmm.
Dog. You know, you showed it to me today.
I sure did.
And you know what? That was a hot ass mess.
Mess. But you still did it.
But, hey, well, you know what? But if the light's off, I wonder what it feel like.
Well, let's let the people know what we're talking about first.
Let's just keep talking about it and then just let's let them keep wondering what the fuck are we talking about?
Because, man, it's amazing, you know, how, you know, women always talk about, man, you know, I want a real man. You know, I want a man with this and like this and got to look like this, eye color, haircut.
Now, right.
You know, but then here they go putting on fake eyelashes.
Yep.
Contacts.
Hair.
Don't even get me started on hair.
This shit is hard. I don't fucking have time. Nobody want to sit here and do this shit. This shit is nappy and it won't fucking do right. Why do we keep doing that? Like, it's going this way. Like, no, I'm fucking trying to straighten it down. This shit keep going like, whoop, like, no, go do. What the fuck? This shit pissing me off. It's like doing it like boy, my mama.
Right? And then, you know, the push-up bras. And now they got the booty suits. I mean, you put this thing on, it's like latex. You could, your ass could be from 12 to 6.
Right.
Backboard.
Right.
Bank shots.
And then you go from that.
So you got to, the whole Beyonce and
boy,
booty. So.
You know what? I want to know what that shit feels like, though.
I mean, it probably feel like silicone, like a fake boob.
But I don't know, because, like, and I wonder if it moves like every, you know, because, again, and it had a hole in the front, so you could wear that.
Yeah, you sit down and you do your business in it.
Yeah. And so that means that you could fool a motherfucker from the beginning to the end, yeah, if you wanted to.
If you have an intercourse and the lights are out, and he, yeah, look, this booty, juicy. Oh, juicy booty. Big booty hoes, hot with it.
But it's pretty, though. It is real pretty.
Yeah, it look real. I mean, you get it whatever skin tone, because then you get it to match your color. So he think he done won. He like, man, I got this chick, boy. She got the bomb-ass booty. And then...
She do. That's what they should be called.
Right, bomb-ass
booty. Bomb-ass booties. Let's make some bomb-ass booties and put a 50-something mark on the bottom of them.
What happened, though, if you... come, yeah, because people show up unannounced to your house sometimes.
Right,
and you just pop a, hey, baby, I wanted to surprise you, and she ain't got her booty on.
I wonder how long it take to get on.
She in there like,
give me a minute. What was that on White Chicks? Remember?
Yeah.
Be like White Chicks.
We're just going to shave your feet, okay? And bleeding our vaginas.
But I wonder how long it take to put it on, though.
What happened if you sweat? Because, you know, if you get anxious and nervous, you know, you break out into a little sweat, then you can't get it all the way up.
Oh, and what if it slip off?
You walk in and your booty falling down.
Boy, your pants falling.
Could you wear it to the beach? Like, could you put a swimsuit on?
Well, it got those legs on it, though.
That's what I'm saying. That's how you get the one that match your skin tone.
But you will still be able to see the line in it. It ain't smooth. It ain't going to blend in. The motherfucker ain't going to merge with your skin.
Well, you never know.
So would you get one muscles. Then? Would you get one?
No, I'm comfortable with my keg belly.
Oh. So it'd be a whole bunch of action going on in that damn
she
suit.
She got on a fake booty. You got on a fake penis.
Would you? Who the fuck would be fucking then? Toys.
Right?
Be the fucking toys.
Ain't getting all the enjoyment.
You know what? Remember when we were little, we would get He-Man and She-Ra and make them motherfuckers hump? You didn't do that?
I ain't do that. No, you just named
Castle of Grayskull?
You didn't do that? Castle. That was a whole
shit,
house.
Shit, it was a brothel up in that bitch.
Hell yeah. The whole house of Grayskull. Why Castle Grayskull? You had a little light on, I bet.
It did. It did. It was red, too. It was red. It was red. It was blinking.
Have you ever been to a brothel before?
I haven't.
Me neither.
I never have. You haven't, or you bullshit?
No.
Yeah, because I really haven't.
I haven't
I've never had to pay.
The that's good, because I wonder what that's like to be, because, I mean, we're both, you know, decent looking men, attractive men.
I'm beautiful.
Okay, well.
Yeah, but go ahead. You keep going and be decent looking.
Don't hurt yourself when you're reaching over the other
show. I won't.
What that experience, is that humbling to a man?
But no, I don't think it is. Mm. I think what it is that.
Convenience?
Well, no, he gets to pick what he wants.
It's a business transaction.
Yeah, he gets to go in there. It's just like you go and buying a pair of jeans, dog.
My jeans don't cost that much, though. And I get to wear it more than once.
Depends on what kind of jeans you got, and depends on how much you paid for.
Yeah.
But have you ever been to a strip club?
Yeah.
So why would that not be any different? Just because you're not fucking?
I ain't never paid for a table dance.
Oh, well, check you out.
I'm the cheap motherfucker. I'll be like this.
Oh, you just watching.
I'll be watching the dude next to me, man. Hey, man, I appreciate you hooking us up.
I mean, let me ask you this, too, though. Mm-hmm. What you think is going on with Jamie Foxx, though?
Man, that's a good question, because he's still in
the... I didn't mean to cut you off like that, but just looking at you, you reminded me of Jamie Foxx. You Jamie Foxx looking ass motherfucker, but go ahead. Yeah. Have you seen his baby mama?
Mm-mm.
Ooh.
What's she look like? Is this her?
Let me see.
The Caucasian lady?
Yeah, hold on. I don't know what happened. She went to vibrators and butt plugs and shit. I don't want to see that. You nasty, dog. You a fucking freak.
There we go. Is that her? That can't be...
That's his baby's mama, dog.
Connie Klein, she must be from Terrell.
That's the daughter that's on all the shows with him. That's her mom. Mm-hmm.
Connie Klein.
She's just not what I expect. You know what I mean? That's what it was. It. I'm not gonna put a label on anything. It's just she just wasn't what I expected.
Don't ask me what.
What the fuck, dude? You.
My bad. But I mean, I've seen some unattractive people, and then you see their kids, like, you know.
Man, where your mom and them at?
Right, because.
Right there, and there go my daddy. Mm, where? Mm. Where, on the other side of them ugly people?
Behind them ugly people. Where?
Move them ugly people out of the way.
Yeah, we go over somebody's house.
And they water stink. No.
But you can't eat because the people so unattractive.
What? Hey, that's fucked up. Hey, why do you, whenever you brush your teeth, you close your eyes?
I don't do that.
You don't?
No.
You ever about to do this?
No, I think Miles does that.
You don't close your eyes when you brush your teeth?
No. Do you close your eyes when you kiss?
No. That's disgusting.
What's wrong with you?
Because I wanted to make sure that you are not doing the same thing.
What happened to both y'all?
We be like, dear, what you looking at? What the fuck you looking at? Why are you looking at me? Why are you looking at me? You know
what? I'm going to call. I got. How do we plug somebody in? I want to introduce everybody to an ex-alumni from the United States Air Force, Mr. Brandon Haferly.
Hello, I'm President Accounting for.
Right. This used to be my suite mate.
Hey, you know what? But first, before we get started, I want to thank both y'all for your service. For protecting me. I really appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you.
Before you ask me any questions, let me start off since it's here to fit. I got me a cold yinling in my hand, so just let me toast to good friends. And
there we go.
Hey,
cheers.
Cheers to you,
and welcome to a fifth of something. We appreciate you stepping on for a quick minute. We're gonna pick your brain for a little bit and ask you a couple of brain teasers, if that's all right with you.
That's fine with me. You can ask me whatever you want.
Do you close your eyes when you brush your teeth?
No, it's not a wet dream. It's just cleaning my teeth.
No, but I close my eyes when I brush my teeth.
Creepy ass.
You know what? Y'all gonna pay attention to now. Starting now, I guarantee you, if you go in the bathroom right now and put some toothpaste on the toothbrush and start brushing your teeth, you will close your eyes.
No.
Yes, you will.
This.
Yeah, you will.
Are you getting enjoyment?
No,
it's
just a habit. You just brush your teeth.
I tell you, firing that off first, I'm not calling it weird, but I know for a fact I never have.
Watch. Yeah, you will. Watch tomorrow. You're going to be like, God damn it. I closed my goddamn eyes. And y'all going to call each other and be like, guess what?
Mm-mm.
Watch.
If you close your eyes, you brush your teeth.
He's right.
You're
going to call me tomorrow. You'll be like, man, I don't even want to do the show no more.
I'm fuck yeah. Dumb motherfucker closes his eyes when he brushes his teeth.
I'm going to lose everybody's phone number. I ain't calling nobody no more.
Hey, but how do blind people know when to stop wiping their ass?
That's nasty.
I don't know what's on their hand.
The motherfucker.
That's international. You don't need to be blind. You don't even need to smell. You feel it. You know something hit your finger.
Hit your finger? Wait, you wipe your ass without no toilet paper?
I wipe mine with baby wipes.
And then you can put it in a brown paper bag and come put it in my hand because I'm ready to eat.
As a matter of fact, I asked my nephew that question, and he said, well, whenever it get rough, that's when you know, because it's no longer smooth, you know, because you're not longer rubbing that shit in there.
Oh, nasty.
So whenever it's rough, that's when you know that.
So let me ask you.
I should read the text that sent me about what y'all were going to talk about today. It ain't nothing like what y'all are talking about right now.
We probably didn't even decide. We decided to just not even talk about that shit. Yeah. Probably.
So let me ask you this: Do blind people dream about seeing or seeing their dreams?
Both.
But what are they looking at? What do they see? If a motherfucker never saw some shit, how do you see it in your dream?
It all just depends on the strength of your imagination.
I
saw Stevie Wonder drive a car one time on TV.
I'm just saying, are you sure you're okay to drive? Because this is making me feel a bit uneasy.
My hands are on.
Where do you see him drive cars?
It wasn't like it was a stream.
Oh, yeah. Well, shit, I fly a plane in the air.
Stevie can actually see objects.
I don't give a fuck what he can see. He need to cut that goddamn hair off.
He don't know where it balls.
Man, somebody know where that shit is.
Oh, yeah. I'm with him on that.
That hair needs to go.
He's past the five head. That ain't even in the same realm.
Either his hair got to go, or they got to do something about that hairline.
Yeah.
Either bring that motherfucker forward, or just cut that motherfucker's own off.
See, but for some reason, man, his mustache always looks like shit.
His mustache.
He lines up his own mustache.
He like telling Barbara, I got it.
Yeah, now let me hold them clippers, dog. Let me get it. I got it like this. How you know, Stevie?
But what would you do if you out in the club, you see a chick, she got banging booty, go home with her. The lights are off, so you don't know. And then the next morning you wake up, it's a booty next to you, and she in the kitchen.
Well, I'd probably steal something from her house.
There you go. That's what's up. So, okay, your mom was married to, like, your stepdad, all right? And you and your stepdad were extremely close. But you knew that your mom was cheating on him. Would you tell him?
No.
Why not?
I'd ride with mom no matter what. Wouldn't even care if she was wrong.
I'd tell her to get her shit together. I'd be like telling daddy, daddy, don't kiss her in the mouth.
Right. Like Lavelle Crawford in one of his stand-ups, he said,
never ever get into a your mama session with your mama. Don't do it, because they do not play fair. She said, boy, say what you want about my mama, and I say what I want about your mama. So you saying I can say what I want about Big Mama? She said, go ahead. I said, cool, because I don't like her ass anyway. I said, well, mama, your mama's so ugly. Every time she look at the mirror duck. She said, that's the best one you got? Your mama's so nasty, she sucked your daddy dick and came in here and kissed you goodnight.
Funny, but when he was real funny.
Yeah, I don't know. Something about that, him trying to catch his breath, was just funny to me. I don't know why the fuck. But yeah. Nowadays, men dress like women. They get boobs. Some of them are beautiful. You know what I mean? They really are.
Yeah.
And but they don't have a dick, okay? And then you see some of these women nowadays that look like men, and they still have pussy. Mm. So which do you think would be worse? Sucking a woman's dick or eating a man's pussy?
I mean, worth thinking. I just love you.